Today we're talking with John Sawyer, who is a current member of the Santa Rosa City Council, seeking a seat on the Board of Supervisors representing the 1st District, a rather crowded race out there. How much parallel do you see between the issues that you're dealing with on the Santa Rosa City Council and the issues that the county is confronting?
Well, for the most part, I think there's a pretty major parallel. It is the economy and jobs, and people are worried. And so that's pretty typical, I think, countywide. I think where it starts to branch off a little bit into the districts, and you know, we have some water issues in the 1st District that are not shared by the other districts, and that's a little bit unique to them. There aren't too many levees out there in the rest of the districts, and we have those in the 1st. So there are some water issues that we're dealing with out there. Roads has become a major issue for everyone in every district.
The other topic, of course, that we hear all about is pensions and unfunded liabilities and budget issues. That's not a new topic for you.
Well, you know, it's new for everyone. And I think it's been building and building. And as the economy kept declining, that conversation kept rising. And I was talking to a retired city council member the other day, and he's been out of the council now for probably about 20 years. And he said, you know, we never discussed unfunded liability. So if the money was there and staff was saying go forward and it seemed to be a reasonable thing to do and you go into negotiations and it seemed fair and affordable, you went forward. And now we're paying the price for some of those decisions made long ago.
As somebody who's been focused on Santa Rosa, being a business in downtown, now being on the city council, how much of a learning curve is there for you to get acquainted with the easternmost part of that district?
That's not where the learning curve comes in, getting familiar with the eastern part of the district. I've lived in the 1st District for 20 years. My family's been here for 110 years. I understand the Sonoma Valley. It's really the general issues facing the county, the number of departments, having the sheriff's department functions a little differently than the city police department. We've got a coroner and the morgue, and we deal with health and human services. It's really the departments and the services that are provided by the county that are probably the highest part of the learning curve deals with those issues.
A jail, for instance.
Absolutely, running a jail.
Do you have a pet issue or area of interest that you really want to dig into if you're successful that maybe hasn't been something that you've had much opportunity to engage in at the city level?
Well, actually, it parallels some of what I've been doing at the city level, and that has to do with our permitting department at the city of Santa Rosa. It went through some, had a bit of a bad reputation as far as its being predictable and dependable and consistent in the information that it provided. And it seemed to some people that they would be sent off on their way to get something done, and they would come back just to receive another list of things to do before they would get their permit. I think that condition does exist in the county. It's something that it's a customer service issue. It's an economic development issue. It's an issue of fairness, and it's something that I really want to tackle when I get onto the board. And I'm really looking forward to that.
The nature of the Board of Supervisors is that each member focuses on some specific issues. Do you have an area of interest that you want to make yours?
It's something that I've been working on the city of Santa Rosa in our community development department. And in the county, it's called the PRMD. And it has to do with planning. It has to do with permitting. And it can be a bottleneck. And I want to release that bottleneck and allow people to come in, deal with a planner, get consistent and accurate and dependable information so that when they're applying for a permit, they know what to anticipate, they go away and take care of their responsibility as a customer of the county, come back and receive their permit in a timely manner. It's an economic development issue. It's a matter of fairness. So it's really something that I want to take a good look at, and all my years in customer service will help me achieve that.
What's your take or approach to the Sonoma Clean Power Initiative?
I'm optimistic, but guardedly so. I understand the value to the water agency. You know, most people do not realize that nationally, 25% of all the power that's generated is used to move water around, whether it's into people's homes and out of people's homes, to dispose of it and to deliver it. In the Sonoma County, it's about 20% of our power is used for that purpose. So the water agency wanting to find a more economic way of generating power. And if they can generate it themselves, it would save them money and hopefully in the future perhaps save the ratepayers money. So it really makes sense that they be involved. The question is, can they do it more cheaply? And will the people buy into the idea and help make it a success? That's yet to be seen.
John Sawyer, candidate for the 1st District Supervisor race on June 5th. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.